This is Brenda Brim-Kruka welcoming you to the Voice of One Witness. And Billy Brim is not here this week, but we have a special guest, Brother Gene Wiseman. And he, if you remember, and I believe it was 2008 when you first, we were introduced to Brother Wiseman about the ambers and the embers, and he had a vision about Prayer Mountain and the embers, and the, how those were the prayers of saints now, and the seeds of the prayers from prayers long ago. Is that correct, Brother Wiseman?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. The interpretation and how those prayers were uniting as one.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that term you just used, uniting as one. In other words, our voices are being woven together to make one voice, and that an end time voice. A lot of times I put emphasis on it. There's a difference between an echo and a voice. An echo repeats, but a voice can declare something new. And so that, you know, Brenda, that was a God thing.
Yes.
Just to be able to meet you guys. And we've just received so much from the ministry that Sister Billy, you, the family has.
Well, thank you. And you've been, God has given you a place to speak into this ministry. And we appreciate you for that. And the body of Christ and your part in the body, and you're connected. And God's given you a voice to speak and to proclaim and to the body. And it's and today we had a wonderful sermon service, didn't we?
Oh, I tell you, I was just listening to the voices, back to the voice of the people. It just seemed like they didn't want to leave and go home.
No.
And but that's what it is. When you're in the presence of the Lord, you know, there's just a longing to live in, I guess the way we should term it is to live in the consciousness and the awareness that we are in Him.
Yes.
And if we're in God, we are in all that God is. I don't just want to hear about what God is. I want to be in what He is. Anyway, I just want to be involved in all that He's doing, and He's doing great things.
Yes, He's the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, that vision that He gave you concerning the ambers and the embers, there's no time to it.
No, not at all.
No.
And, well, really, when you look at it, we've been born. When we're born of God, we are, God knows no time. God is eternal. And we get so hinged in to what is temporal. And yet our spirit is a part of that which is eternal.
Yes.
And I know that may sound strange to some listeners, but I don't think it'll be strange to all of them. Mm-hmm. And because, I mean, we call Him God for a reason. He's a, He was before. You know, I was thinking about this even concerning the Word, W-O-R-D, and how that in the beginning was the Word. And now it says that God is His Word. The Word is God. So before there was ever a mountain, before there was ever a hill, a reel, a stream, there was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Mm-hmm. And just to think, the Word brought it all forth. Mm-hmm. The Word brought it all forth. And I've often said this before, what makes a word? It has to be spoken. It has to be written before a word can become a word. And so before it's spoken, it's a thought. It's there in thought form. when God spoke and called the creation into existence, it was a thought in him before it came a word. Mm-hmm. And you can look at the flowers. All right, before there was a rose, it was a thought mm-hmm. in God. Before there was a daffodil, it was a thought. Before there was a star, it was a thought. All of this was in him. And God's word was expressing his thoughts. It was his thoughts coming. When God gave me that vision of the ambers lying on Prayer Mountain, and I know many have heard this. In fact, in some areas now, people will come up to me and they'll relate me. I guess they call me Brother Amber Vision. That's what they... And I have people coming up to me mentioning that. But I just think it's so unique how God brings people together. Mm-hmm. I didn't know of you guys. Mm-hmm. And and then when the Lord gave me that vision, and Zona Norville's daughter put us in touch with each other, and we were all on the same page with prayer. Prayer mm-hmm. works. Mm-hmm. So when we pray the word, things mm-hmm. comes into existence.
Yes. Yes. And that has begun that Ember Vision, and Ember Vision has grown, and I see that some of the things taking place to that vision. I remember it was the old and the new, and I know that there was a word that was given from a lady from Kansas City, associated with International House of Prayer in Kansas City, and she had a vision about the old and the new, and hooking up with the old stories of the old timers, telling the stories that we are now concerning the awakening. We are the answer to those old timers' prayers.
We're the prophecy of the prophets. Glory. That excites me. You know, they spoke of us. When you read the book of Joel, when you read back there, they spoke of us, our day, mm-hmm. this generation. Mm-hmm. It just thrills me. And this generation is one, in the Lord, this is going to be one of the most powerful generations that's ever been. Mm-hmm. We are hearing and seeing, witnessing miracles. Yes. I mean real miracles. Yes. Well, you guys have had Dr. Gary Wood on the radio and there at Prayer mm-hmm. Mountain, and his miracle. But I still do not believe that this generation has really scratched the surface yet. I just don't believe we've really hardly even fully scratched the surface. Our carnal mind cannot grasp it. Mm-hmm. That the miraculous mm-hmm. that God wants to perform. Mm-hmm. And he's God. This earth is his and the fullness. I believe this week, Brenda, we are going to really get into some things concerning the miracle-working power of God.
Yes.
And you look at Elijah there, how that he said, it's not going to rain except by my word. Mm-hmm. Here's a thought, and this is still connected with that amber vision mm-hmm. because it was to do with prayer. Mm-hmm. In one verse, it says that Elijah prayed. Maybe we can get into this more on mm-hmm. as we go on through the week. But one verse said he prayed earnestly. I think it's James. He was mm-hmm. a man of like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it rained not. Mm-hmm. But another place, Elijah said, it's not going to rain except by my word. So one says he prayed, and one said, except by my word.
Yes.
And praying can be the same thing as us just speaking something yes. and declaring yes. it and decreeing it.
Yes, under the unction that you were talking about today, under the you talked today in prayer at prayer. Brother Wiseman taught prayer one Wednesday. I know this is Monday, but we are actually taping it on Wednesday. But he talked about prayer, how you can say a scripture, just my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Yes. Or you can say it with the unction of the Holy Ghost, with the voice. And that's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And that's all connected. That's all connected. And we, there's got to be a voice in the land. You know, the creation, there's one thing that creation knows and has to obey, and that's the voice of its creator. Mm. And just to think that the creator is in us and wants to speak through us.
Yes.
If God the creator lives in us and he speaks through us, creation will know that voice.
Yes.
And have to obey. That's how the fig tree had to obey Jesus.
Yes.
It had to obey its creator.
Yes. And hallelujah. There's the power. That's the power.
Yes,
it is. Is when you speak it with the, it is the sword of the Spirit, it tells us in Ephesians.
Yes.
Our armor. And that is, the word is the sword that the Spirit wields.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Now that's shouting material. The word is the, say that again the way you said it. I don't want to catch that. The word.
The
is
word,
the
you know, the sword of the Spirit. In other words, it's his sword.
Yes.
And he wields it in our mouths.
Glory to God in the highest. I love that. Now that's another good subject, the wheel.
Yes.
That's all connected.
And he wrote it, you know.
Yes.
And he knows how to proclaim it and to speak it. And we just yield ourselves to him. Mm. Hallelujah.
I know with some of the things that's stirring in our spirit, I just believe that we're going to have a good week on this radio broadcast.
Oh, good. Amen.
I just pray
Amen.
That God Amen. Reveals things while we're talking, that revelation comes forth, and I believe it will.
Yes.
And this is just the time. Well,
yes.
You know, your mother, Sister Billy, God's been speaking to her in revelation.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing that that last book in the Bible,
yes.
a complete book dedicated, the revelation yes. of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's exciting.
And the end, the last verse is, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Glory.
Can you beat that? I don't think so.
Not at all.
I don't. Yeah. And
his coming is a glorious
yes,
thing.
It's yes, a glorious yes, thing. Yes, 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 yes. And it reminds me of the bride. It says the bride says, come, come, Lord Jesus, come. And so that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Amen.
It reminds me of when the Lord had you, we prayed intimate prayers, preparing for this last conference. With our heart flowing for our love, for our Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's what prayer is all about, isn't it?
Yes.
And what we base our prayer on here is our relationship and our fellowship with Jesus Christ. So we just thank you for joining us. Shalom. Shalom.